Hello, David Switzke for the Bond Experience. Welcome back. It's the end of a work day. I'm heading home and I thought I would do a quick podcast on news and updates. Yes, I still have this cough. I still have it. It's holding on to me like the vice grip of death. Like Optimus Prime Transformer King Kong hand around Fay Wray. It just will not let go of my throat. So if I cough and tickle from time to time, you know what I do with these podcasts. It's as if you're sitting in my car or sitting at home and I just talk. So there will be no editing. You'll hear me cough, sneeze, and blow my nose. Welcome to the world of me. Anywho, so what's going on in the world of Bond? You know, we're more than halfway through January. As I'm doing this, it's January 23rd. And I've got to say, low and slow is the thematic theme. Nicely done, David. It's a theme of this year so far. Not a lot going on. I said in one of my other podcasts, possibly a video as well, I'm just getting the feeling that this may be a slightly quieter year than this year. Certainly the year before with the 60th. I just have this feeling, and January is not disproving that feeling. There's some great stuff coming up from an event standpoint with fans, and we've talked about that. But it does make me think, like, I need to hunker down. I need to prepare myself like a squirrel gathering nuts or a pelican gathering fish in its mouth. I need to get my sustenance. So why not go back to the movies that I haven't seen very often? And, you know, part of the movies that I haven't seen very often are pretty much for obvious reasons. I mean, they're the ones that chances are you haven't seen very often because they're not your favorites. You know, they're not the ones that you study when you're looking at props or you're looking at wardrobe or you just want to have fun. You're looking for that Bond moment or that escapism where you're feeling stressed out. I tend to watch movies in sort of bite-sized nuggets because, you know, Danielle will say, well, listen, you know, I'm not ready to watch TV together. We're binging Succession right now. I'm not ready to watch TV. I've got a couple things I got to do first. So I've got about 20 to 30 minutes. So in 20 to 30 minutes, I say, you know what, let me put on a Bond film and maybe watch a scene or two. So I see them in parts. That's not the best way to watch a Bond film. You know, it's kind of like porn moments of Bond. It's not very satiating. Bad example. Hide the kids. But one of the things I haven't done in a long time is just sit down and watch a film. I think I did it during Christmas once or twice. That was nice. But it felt like a gift to myself. You know, just sitting down and saying, you know what, I'm carving out this two and a half hours, make myself some food and libation and watch a film. But then you've got the added challenge. Well, let's call it an opportunity of now what film do I watch? Do I watch a film that I could probably recite the lines because I know it so well. I watch it all the time on airplanes and in those bite-sized nuggets. Or do I go really to the left? Do I ferret out? Yes, I said ferret. Do I ferret out one of those Bond films that I just haven't seen in a long time for one reason or another? And the answer is yes. And I do. I've got a hankering. As strange as this sounds, I've got a hankering to watch. Now, stay with me. You're going to want to hit delete. I got a hankering to watch Diamonds Are Forever, which I know is crazy. But I've got a situation right now where I haven't seen Diamonds Are Forever in years. And I mean front to back, probably 10 plus years. I'm serious. But it's just a joyful, fun, campy movie. It's got some wacky, batshit crazy stuff in there, but it's got Connery. It does. It has Connery. He's doing all right in it. You know, he's in okay shape. It's got some wonderful decor. I mean, the way it's shaped, very, you know, 70s, that kind of strange 70s style that you can't get from any other film other than Diamonds Are Forever and some of those wacky ones. I mean, I just want to sit down and watch Diamonds Are Forever. Now, in doing that, I've got to sort of brace myself that Diamonds Are Forever is a very divisive film. It's, you know, one that some people think is too campy, too strange, too off the reservation as far as what you go to a Bond film for, some of the tropes. And then there's others that say, no, I'm in the mood for gooey cheese, pizza, and fun. I'm going to stick to this, and I'm going to hunker for a hunk of cheese. I'm going to hunker down and watch it and enjoy it, have a smile on my face. And that's the approach I'm taking with Diamonds Are Forever. Now, I will tell you, if I do a video on this or a video reaction or update it, in fact, I think I'm even scheduled to do one of those Diamonds Are Forever debates with Calvin Dyson again. We always enjoy those. If I do that, I think nowadays, with my zeal, my enthusiasm for fun, goofy, nonsensical things, I think I'm going to embrace it more. And this is, listen, this is like one of these Bond forecasts. You know, what? How will I react? Some people do this with No Time to Die. They're like, I haven't looked at No Time to Die since I saw it in the theaters. I'm going to watch it again. I forecast I'm not going to like it, or I forecast I'm going to like it a little bit better, whatever it is. You have to look at a couple things, your situation in life, you know, a little older, a little grayer, a little slower. I don't know. Slower? Yeah. So maybe, you know, the slowing down of a film and the goofiness of a film is something I appreciate. But, you know, I think I'm taking things a little less seriously. And I'm not talking about work or relationships. I'm talking about just life in general. You know, the things that offended me years ago, or the people that offended me years ago, they don't offend me so much anymore. The things that are said, and maybe it's having a public channel and just seeing everything and being a part of as many things as you could throw at me, I've probably seen or been a part of it. And you just, it's not that you get numb to it. It's just that you get a bit desensitized, not in a negative way, but just you do not become so reactive because you don't take it so personal. And Diamonds Are Forever, watching it, I don't take it as an affront. I don't think I will. I mean, I haven't seen it yet. I might. But some people will watch a film, a Bond film that they don't like, and just be offended. Like it's an insult to their family. It's an insult to their very name. And I'm like, folks, why? Just enjoy it. Can you find a few morsels? You know, even when you're served a bad plate of food at a restaurant or a diner, surely you like the mashed potatoes. Maybe you didn't like the matzo ball soup, but the meatloaf, the gravy, French fries? Diners can't mess up French fries. And same thing with Bond films. There's, you know, you're going to have Q gadget scenes. You can't mess those up. And what about with Diamonds Are Forever, just some of the music? You know, the music is fantastic. Can you argue the music and Connery being back? I mean, whether you think he's in bad shape or embarrassed to be there or just walking through it like a zombie, which I don't think any of these things. I'm just saying these are things that I've heard about Diamonds Are Forever. Surely there's got to be moments, the Connery humor even. You know, some of those crazy car chases, they're all there. An absolutely wacky Blofeld. I mean, hey, come on. So I think with my approach with Diamonds Are Forever, the reason I can forecast a relatively positive outcome is that the way you feel about a Bond film and your reaction to it has a lot to do with your mindset going into it. And it's like that with anything, isn't it? I mean, if you have a negative mindset going into a cocktail hour or a meeting with somebody, chances are you may have that premonition come true and manifest it. You could really manifest something because of your perception of things. And therefore, it's not this magical wand that makes it happen. But sure enough, you could find yourself on the other end trying to meet your own expectations and then evaluating the results through your own filter and perceptions and therefore disliking it. So I'm not going to do that with Diamonds Are Forever. I'm going to make some food, you know. Will I get bad food? Well, of course I have to get bad food. Diamonds Are Forever is not filet mignon. It's popcorn chicken. So maybe I'll get some popcorn chicken. from Gluten-Free Popcorn Chicken. Yum. It's actually pretty good. And maybe a couple beers, because it's not a champagne. I don't even think it's a martini. But I'll get a couple beers, and I'll watch Diamonds Are Forever, and I'll let you know in a following podcast how it goes. You know, and will I have to put on Instagram Mark Safe from Diamonds Are Forever, or will I be buying a pink tie tomorrow? Only time will tell. Only this podcast will tell. So for now, I'll let you to it. Again, this has been David Zuritsky for the Bond Experience Podcast. Looking forward to speaking to you again. Thanks for listening. Bye.